I saw myself for the first time today. I've seen a mirror before, no doubt, but somehow I managed to look around or through myself without ever seeing me. Till today. Maybe I saw myself when I was small, but my mind wasn't strong enough to capture the moment. Maybe there was nothing momentous about it. Somehow I imagined I was more entranced by the mirror itself than the image it held. Juvenile years, a combat zone. The mirror, a mere tactical device to perfect the imperfect. Mornings of pimple pinching and facial cleansings to erase the prints of puberty. Post push-up mirror checks to see how much more of a man I had become. Scrutiny marking my face like a rough draft to be revised. A lethal dose of immaturity, lies, and insecurity want nothing more than to erase what God had drawn to make me beautiful. Searching to self-medicate with little bottles marked, drink me to match some forbidden doorway. Critical echoes haunting every reflective encounter. Ominous gardens of idyllic grandeur mark my skin too dark, nose too big, eyes not light, frame too thin, hair too coarse, feet too big. No one knows the pain I'm in. Burnt, charcoal, bluish black, color me lonely. No one sees the pain I feel. Not bred to be bold, conditioned to stand alone. No heart of gold, no mind of pride. No one sees the pain I'm in. No one sees the pain I'm in. Down. No one sees the pain. No one sees down. No one sees. No one down. No one. No. Down a rabbit hole that swallowed my reality. In whose dark corridors, absurdities mocked me for my blindness. At my most vulnerable moment, I saw, like a clap-on light that illuminated a brand new part of me that I had always looked beyond for fear that I would not be enough or that it would be more than I could handle. In a moment, I understood the heart of a man raging against invisibility to only be swallowed whole, conscious in the belly of imposition. I am more than a dream. I could hear the deranged cry of the cornish drunk barely standing on the corner, layered in garments of the four seasons, skin colored with dirt, tinged by the unforgiving hand of time, hurt, anger, and loneliness tracing lines across once impressionable cheeks. Hair just as tangled as her thoughts, bruises and sores forming question marks, eyes lamenting a womanhood loss, screaming garbled and offensive versions of, see me, I am more than this, please see me. I see. Faint melodies of killing me softly excavate heaps of garbage that had obscured me from myself in some sick game of hide and seek. Nonsensical poems make sense of my improvised attempt at finding myself. Peering over a wall that had kept me in place, kept me from moving forward under the threat of all the king's horses and all the king's men, I understood the freedom of jumping, taking my own life to salvage the remains of what is still me. I could feel the power in the hand wielding the sword to slay my Jabberwock, could see the solace in the eyes that truly see no matter the alteration found, could feel the connection, the affair I had begun with myself, addicted never to let go. I wanted to walk up to random strangers beckoning, can you see me? Can you see me now? But matrix-held caged birds only give me blank stares of bewilderment, eyes timed for tea and unintended pretense, exposing the blindness of each passerby. A forest of bodies with no names. But nothing even matters on this day. A time when I am neither late nor early, right nor wrong, here nor there, when my escape needs no name. Mine has no limits. My imagination unfettered, free of the tyranny of someone else's truth. A time when I must remember the day I looked into the mirror and I saw myself.